Hello there. Welcome to an emergency Nick Note. I need to catch you up on some events and some information I just came across. Netanyahu, known as Bibi, the Prime Minister of Israel, had three drones in an attempted attack at his house. One of them got through and did some damage. He wasn't there, nor his wife. Now, he's vowed revenge on this move. Let me explain something. There's an unwritten law, and that was that the leaders agreed not to go after each other. Taking out Sinwar was a breach of that, and then the little work they did, amazing work with the pagers and the walkie-talkies, was another one. Iran then approved the hit on Bibi that occurred today. Now, the next news is that the Israeli government has given a go for an attack on Iranian leaderships and the snake. This is really serious because Iran, through backdoor means, took responsibility for it and let it know it wasn't done yet. Now, the oil market believed that with Sinwar gone, an obstacle to attaining peace deal, that one would come, and the market rallied on that on Friday. It was total bullshit. No way in hell is that going on. Now, what is going on is target attacks are on. They're going to be big and bad and ugly. We are seeing a major escalation of this crisis, and one that could lead easily to a Middle East wild war. There's no rational heads prevailing here. This is up close and personal. Let me tell you, I've told you for a long time that AAA, and that is anywhere, anyone, anytime. The only thing that holds back the Mossad and their very competent abilities to take out the AAA was that this kind of untold agreement between Iran and Israel. That is no longer the case. The leaders are going for the leaders. This is a major escalation, and I'm so glad we started an oil trade. Algos got their heads up their ass. They read the news reports instantaneously, and the drop you saw was the belief that because of the artificial intelligence scanning of news, that a peace deal was there. Now, let me tell you something about this artificial intelligence. It's only as good as the people who do the algorithms. Now, one of the big problems I've seen for a long time in artificial intelligence is that the people who are writing these programs are lefty liberals, and their bias enters into their work. We choose to take advantage of that. For example, the ridiculous stock market rally will be our greatest trade ever because you have two realities. You got the stock market is in la-la land, and the reality of what's really going on in the underlying economy. But for right now, our game plan is a major move in oil. We believe that it's a matter of weeks away for a major escalation, and at some point, the oil fields will be attacked. Now, Iran ran a 1,000-kilometer pipeline to the north so they could avoid the Straits of the Muz for exporting its oil. That pipeline is now starting to load ships. We have intelligence on that. And that would be a great target because that means that Iran is forced to use the Straits, which means that the Straits can be bombed by Hezbollah. It sure as shit can be bombed by Israel. This is a major escalation, and I wanted to get to you first with the interpretation. I've got some serious information from sources that tell me that the war room lights are lit, the screens are on, and a major attack on Iranian leadership is in the works. They tell me it's not going to be long, which means that when that happens, the algos are going to go crazy. So put your ducks in a row, make sure you're ready to trade this, because this could be our biggest oil trade ever.